Shulchan Aruch writes that the Katan, a minor that already is able to reach the age of Chinuch, the father is obligated to get him a talit, and he should start wearing the talit. The poskim have a question, what age are we talking about? Basically, the poskim conclude it's about the age of 9. Now, once the kid reaches 9, already the father is obligated to train him in the mitzvah of sisit. But of course, if the child is mature, even younger than that, the father can already give him the chinuch on the mitzvah of sisit. We're talking about over here not only talit katan, that he can do it when he's young, but even talit gadol. So there's a nice limit on this. That where would we know from the Torah that you have to train your children in the mitzvah of sisit? Well, if you open up Parashat Emor, in Parashat Emor it says, Emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon v'amarta alehem. So the Gemara of the Midrash is Doresh. What is Emor v'amarta? It's a double language. So the Gemara learns over here, Emor legedolim v'amarta leketanim. Lazir gedolim ala ketanim. That when the kohanim have obligations to, you know, be treated special with all their laws, they have to also pass that tradition on to the children. Emor v'amarta lehazhir gedolim ala ketanim. So therefore, if you look in the Parashat Sisit, which we read every day, v'yomer Adonai Moshe lemor, daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. So it says the same thing, daber v'amarta. What do you have to say double language for? Daber el bnei Yisrael. So daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta, daber el gedolim shiyomru el ketanim v'amarta. Like the same drasha that we say in Parashat Emor. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, once a child already reaches not bar mitzvah, much more before bar mitzvah, he should start wearing a talit that the father should train him. This goes against a minhag that the Ashkenazim had, a lot of them, that they don't wear talit gadol until they're married. However, a lot of the poskim scream about this. And the Abetz writes about it and says, but until he's married, he's not going to fulfill this great mitzvah. The Zohar HaKadosh talks so strong about it. Why does he have to wait until he gets married? And therefore, Al-Minhag, as well as many of them, and Hagim of the Ashkenazim as well, is even the single boys before they're married, they wear, based on Shulchan Aruch's ruling.